Welcome to the East County Magazine Live Radio Show, the voice of East County, bringing you the hottest news and coolest events from the communities of San Diego's East County. We're your community radio, representing the public interest, not special interests. Broadcasting from the heart of East County in Descanso with your host, Miriam Raftery.
This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Radio Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, the network for social justice. We want to wish a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, festive Kwanzaa, and joyful holiday season to all of our listeners. Today, we have an important warning about scam artists using skimming devices at ATM and credit card machines locally, scams that have cheated some East County residents out of money they'd saved for their holiday celebrations. Learn how to protect yourself on today's show. The Metropolitan Water District has declared a drought emergency for Southern California, asking all area residents to conserve water, and we'll have details on just what that means for our region. On Crime Beat, an arson suspect has been arrested in Lemon Grove, and the Lakeside Union School District plans a screening of Stolen, that's a film based on an award-winning NBC TV series about the alarming rise in human trafficking targeting children in the San Diego region. From California News Service, we'll have results of a small business survey on holiday shopping and some tips on how to avoid being scammed by crooks targeting holiday shoppers. On the second half of our show today, we'll be airing a special presentation of Vivaldi's Gloria, performed by the San Diego Festival Chorus and Orchestra. And then, in the spirit of the season, we'll have some pet safety tips to help protect your dogs and cats this holiday season. And finally, learn how you can give the gift of life at blood drives coming up in Julian and San Diego. So stay tuned for today's edition of the East County Magazine Radio Show, where East County matters. Now it's time for East County Magazine's Scammers, Schemers, and Swindlers Report, shining a light on shady deals all around us.
Skimming devices attached by thieves to ATM machines and credit card devices have stolen money from consumers in multiple East County locations. Some even have tiny hidden cameras stealing PIN codes. Lieutenant Katie Lynch with the La Mesa Police Department confirms, "It's definitely a trend." The La Mesa Police Department has launched a campaign to educate merchants and the public on how to protect consumers and help nab thieves behind these schemes. In La Mesa alone, 12 cases of skimming have been reported in the past year, with others in adjacent communities. Showing a police report to banks or other financial institutions can help consumers recover money faster and also help law enforcement catch the crooks, such as by identifying fingerprints or DNA on skimmers and by asking businesses for surveillance videos. Businesses are encouraged to check their devices daily and report anything suspicious. On social media, residents are posting about their nightmare before Christmas victimizations. A woman on the La Mesa Happenings forum posted that the morning after using the ATM at Bank of America at Grossmont Center in early December, her bank account was cleaned out. She wrote, "It's a horrible feeling to be left with $3 after just getting paid, and it's 2 weeks before Christmas." Others said they, too, had money stolen after using the same ATM machine in the past. One man said he was able to get his money back from Bank of America after security video proved he wasn't the same person who made the withdrawal. Lieutenant Lynch says she was unaware of any reports to La Mesa Police Department about skimmers at this location, but that many cases go unreported to law enforcement. She urges anyone who is a victim of a skimming scam or who believes they have spotted a skimmer to immediately alert law enforcement. A woman on Facebook posted that she had her EBT balance stolen after using her EBT card at Walmart in Parkway Plaza. She lost $837, money she'd hoped to use for Christmas items. The thieves just left 57 cents in her account. She reported the crime to San Diego police and learned she'd been a victim of skimming. So far, her requests for reimbursement of the EBT funds have been denied. She has filed an appeal, but says that even if she wins, she won't get the money until after Christmas. La Mesa police are taking action to fight back against the skimmer scammers. Lieutenant Lynch told East County Magazine that during the holiday season, detectives are conducting inspections of scanning devices at convenience stores, gas stations, and banks, as well as the freestanding ATM machines inside businesses such as grocery stores. The detectives are checking all point-of-sale devices, including card readers at gas stations, ATM machines, and checkout registers to search for skimmers. The detectives are also training employees at each business and providing a pamphlet to educate workers on how to spot scammers. Businesses are urged to have their workers inspect devices daily and to report anything that looks suspicious. If a skimmer is found, this gives law enforcement a narrow time window that makes it easier for police to obtain security footage and to catch the thieves. So how can you avoid being a victim? The biggest thing is to check the device before you put your card in, Lieutenant Lynch advises. On gas pumps, check to see if security seals or security tape has been broken. On any credit card or ATM slot, look to see if a device sticks out, is off-center, or is loose, wiggly, or if a device is of a different material than the original machine. Also check for pinhole cameras, tiny holes above or near the credit card or ATM terminal. These may look like a pinhole or plug with a hidden camera to steal your PIN number and to give thieves full access to loot your account. Also check for keypads to be sure that there's no overlaying devices or if keys seem harder to press than usual. Skimmers work on Bluetooth signal and can even steal info on credit cards that are tapped not only off of the magnetic strips that slide into devices. There are skimmer scanner smartphone devices that can protect against many such ID theft efforts, Lieutenant Lynch advises. But she cautions that they don't catch all of the means and ways that savvy thieves use to skim your personal data. What should you do if you find a suspected skimming device? Do not remove or touch the skimmer, which could destroy evidence such as DNA or fingerprints. Businesses should secure the area to prevent anyone from using the compromised device and immediately call law enforcement. Members of the public should alert law enforcement immediately. In La Mesa, you can call the La Mesa Police Department at 619-667-1400. In other jurisdictions, call the San Diego County Sheriff or your city's local police department. Calling police can prevent others from being victimized. Lieutenant Lynch concludes, if you see something, say something. Reporting for East County Magazine on KNSJ, this is John Tidwell.
The Metropolitan Water District of Southern California has declared a regional drought emergency for all of Southern California amid a fourth year of drought. MWD is calling on local water agencies to immediately reduce their use of all imported water supplies. This call could become mandatory if drought conditions persist in the coming months. By April of 2023, MWD will consider allocating supplies to all of its 26 member agencies, including those in San Diego County, requiring them to cut their use of imported water or face steep additional fees on water purchased from MWD. Over the last 3 years, communities across the West have experienced the devastating effects of an unprecedented drought. MWD aims to be prepared for these conditions to continue next year. Now, San Diego County is in better shape than some other parts of California, since our region gets only about 13% of our water from MWD. The San Diego County Water Authority has made significant efforts to increase supply from other sources. These include investing in a desalinization plant to convert seawater to drinking water, as well as forging a deal with Imperial Irrigation District to obtain Colorado River water. Some local water agencies have invested in initiatives of their own, such as raising a dam to increase capacity at the San Vicente Reservoir and investing in the Pure Water Recycling Program. But the Colorado River, which supplies half of MWD's water and much of San Diego's, faces alarming constraints as a result of a 22-year drought there and a changing climate. Officials warn that it could reach Deadpool levels, a point at which water falls below the lowest intake valve in the Colorado River. California and six other states that rely on the river have been under pressure from the federal government to drastically reduce use. In October, MWD and some other water agencies in California pledged to reduce use by up to 400,000 acre-feet annually. That's about 9% of California's 4.5 million gallon water allotment from the Colorado River through 2026. A statement on MWD's website reads, "Despite our ongoing efforts to reduce reliance on the Colorado River, we are preparing for additional reductions there as well as soon as 2023. MWD urges all consumers to visit bewaterwise.com, that's bewaterwise.com, for water-saving tips, rebates, and resources. Now, currently, the areas most acutely affected in our state are parts of MWD's service area that rely on very limited water supplies from Northern California via the State Water Project, MWD's other source of water. In response, MWD enacted an emergency conservation program that restricts outdoor watering to just one day a week or mandates volumetric limits for nearly 7 million people in parts of Los Angeles, San Bernardino, and Ventura counties. MWD's action comes after the State Water Board adopted a second statewide emergency water conservation regulation back in May, which banned using water that's drinkable on decorative or non-functional grass at commercial, industrial, and institutional properties, as well as non-functional turf under homeowners association control. Now, those regulations took effect June 10th and also required urban water suppliers to implement all demand reduction actions under Level 2 of their water shortage contingency plans. The state's regulation stays in effect until June 10th, 2023, unless the board modifies or ends it sooner, which appears very unlikely as the drought worsens. The statewide situation is dire after the driest 3 years on record in California. Earlier this month, state water officials warned that they may slash allocations to a mere 5% of requested deliveries in the new year unless there is enough rainfall to significantly improve the drought. Even the iconic state capitol lawn in Sacramento is now dead. In the bare dirt, a sign announces extreme drought and urges all Californians to do their part to save water. Residents statewide are urged to cut their water use, including reducing irrigation in yards and gardens. Again, you can go to bewaterwise.org for tips on how to conserve water, our most precious resource. MWD General Manager Adele Higa-Khalil says Metropolitan is doing everything it can to alleviate the immediate crisis and make investments to provide more tools than emergency conservation alone. That includes expediting the development of one of the world's largest recycled water projects here, exploring new storage opportunities, and investing in the resilience of our regional distribution system. But, he concludes, now we need the public's help. We can get through this by working together. Reporting for East County Magazine on KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice, this is Miriam Raftery.
This is East County Magazine's Crime Beat. On the streets, reporting on crimes impacting communities across our region, helping to keep you safe and informed.
This is Marie Johnson with a Crime Beat report. The San Diego County Sheriff's Department has arrested a suspected arsonist accused of setting a fire at a long-term residential treatment facility in Lemon Grove. On December 11th, a detective with the sheriff's bomb arson unit arrested 37-year-old Daryl Allen Yancey in El Cajon. The arrest came after the sheriff's department issued a news release on December 8th, along with surveillance video, asking for the public's help in identifying a suspect in the arson, which occurred November 19th at the Kiva Learning Center for Women and Children on Skyline Drive in Lemon Grove. Fortunately, the fire was quickly doused and did not cause serious damage. Numerous tips came in which helped detectives identify and locate the suspect. Sergeant Anthony Portillo says, "We thank the public and the media for their assistance with this case." Yancey has been booked at the San Diego Central Jail on several arson-related charges.
San Diego County is a hub for child sex trafficking, with at least 3,000 victims here every year. So how can you protect your children? You can learn more when the Lakeside Union School District and El Capitan High School PTSA groups host a screening of Stolen, a year-long investigation into child sex trafficking and exploitation. This important film will be shown at the El Capitan High School Events Center in Lakeside on Thursday, January 19th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. An RSVP is required, and you can find a link to RSVP and view a trailer of Stolen on our website at eastcountymagazine.org. Stolen is an Edward R. Murrow award-winning series by NBC7 TV. It explains why the illicit child sex market thrives in San Diego County and across the U.S., chronicling the strength of survivors, their families, and advocates working to break that destructive cycle and reclaim their stolen lives. The average age of a child lured into sex trafficking is 16 years old, though some are much younger. Children of all ages, genders, and socioeconomic backgrounds can become victims of human traffickers. Monica Dean from NBC News will serve as master of ceremonies at the event. A discussion panel will follow the movie. Refreshments and childcare will be available for children ages 5 and up. If you suspect someone is a victim of human trafficking, please call the National Trafficking Hotline at 1-888-373-7888. Reporting for East County Magazine on KNSJ, this is Miriam Raftery. A free press is the foundation of our democracy. You can support independent public media for our region by making a donation or a sustaining monthly pledge of any amount at www.knsj.org. We're your community radio station, KNSJ 89.1 FM, The Scanso, serving the San Diego border region from the mountains to the sea. That's www.knsj.org.
This is East County Magazine's People Power, profiling local people making a positive difference in our community and our world.
This is John Tidwell with East County Magazine's People Power Report. Dr. Akilah Weber, 79th Assembly Member, held a community recognition ceremony at the George Stevens Senior Center in Encanto earlier this month to honor community leaders and small business owners for their hard work and public service. The honorees were William Jones, named Unsung Hero by the California Legislative Black Caucus, Woman of the Year Pamela Gray Payton, Nonprofit of the Year Dreams for Change, Small Business of the Year Maya's Cookies, Senior of the Year Cecil Stepp, Youth Leader of the Year Shailene Taylor, Black History Month Community Leader Mike Norris, Black History Month Small Business The Hamlet. Women of Distinction Awards included Sydney Pitcher for Small Business, Christy Ness for Health Sciences, Dr. Shauna Codrington in Education, Catherine Cloward for the Arts. Other awards included Asian American and Pacific Islander History Month Community Leader Denise Dudoit Meyer and Small Business Positive Psychology Incorporated. LGBT Pride Month Community Leader Martin Campos and Small Business Consolidated Concepts. Latino Heritage Month Community Leader Elita Chavez and Small Business Chewy's Taco Shop. And Native American Heritage Month Community Leader Rose Davis.
Padre Dam Municipal Water District's Board of Directors has appointed Brian Fordyce to fill a vacancy after nobody filed to run for the seat. He will fill the District 1 seat formerly held by Doug Wilson, whose term expired this year. Fordyce owns a construction company in Santee. He is the second director appointed by the Padre Dam Board in recent months. In September, the board appointed Rocky Quallen to the District 5 seat, previously held by the late James Peasley. Both Quallen and Fordyce were appointed to four-year terms. A similar situation occurred on the Santee City Council this year when both incumbents, Ron Hall and Rob McNellis, were appointed to new four-year terms prior to a scheduled November election because no challengers filed candidate papers for either seat. That's a far different situation than just 2 years ago when a hotly contested Santee City Council race was decided by a slim five-vote margin. Reporting for East County Magazine in Santee, this is Marie Johnson.
This holiday season, shopping at local small businesses could bring them as much as $88 billion, according to a survey from Intuit QuickBooks. The poll finds 80% of small business owners say this holiday season is more important to their overall financial health than last year's. Diana Diaz, founder and CEO of the Goddess Mercado and Queer Mercado in East LA, says she formed a collective so crafters could share the space, split the rent, and support each other's vision.
I'm hearing a lot that we're going to be really impacted by recession, but what I see is that a lot of people are buying more crafty local art. So I have to continue to work hard and promote our brands, cross-promote our efforts.
In the survey, shoppers said they intend to spend 40% of their holiday budget at small businesses, and about 70% of small business owners predict increased sales this year compared to 2021. This even as they fight the headwinds of rising costs, supply chain delays, labor shortages, and the slowing economy. Carolina Martinez is CEO of the California Association for Microenterprise Opportunity, known as CAMEO. She says shopping at local small businesses is also more environmentally responsible.
Going local to your main street helps the small business cut down on environmental waste associated with plastic packaging and shipping, and that reduces emissions and protects our waterways.
A study by American Express shows 68 cents of every dollar spent in a local business will stay in the local economy, compared to only 48 cents of each dollar spent at large retail chains. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, broadcasting from the mountains to the sea.
With the holiday shopping season in full swing, scammers are hard at work. So the experts have some tips on how to shop smarter. The most common types of scams these days are online shopping scams, empty gift cards, and package delivery scams, according to AARP Fraud Watch. Kathy Stokes, Director of Fraud Prevention Programs with AARP, cautions that you should never click on a link directly from social media or from an unsolicited email or text.
If you get an email from, let's say, Amazon or Etsy or something, instead of clicking on that link that they give you, go and type that address into your web browser yourself. That way you're sure that the link isn't malicious. You know, it could be a really good fake.
Scammers are also tampering with gift cards and placing them back on the rack so the card gets drained shortly after a person pays for it at the register. Experts advise pulling your gift card from the middle or back of the rack, then examining it closely to lower your chances of buying one that has been altered. Stokes says authorities are also getting more reports of people receiving a scam text message, purportedly from FedEx, UPS, or the Postal Service, saying there's a problem with your shipment and giving you a link she says you should never click.
Quite often what they're trying to do there is capture your keying on your keyboard, capturing your logins, your passwords, your user account names, and all of that is intended to steal your money right from your accounts.
Scammers like to target people who get regular income from the government, so veterans and those receiving disability payments should be especially wary. For more information, check out Stokes' appearance on the AARP podcast In Clear Terms or call the Fraud Watch helpline, which is 877-908-3360. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, bringing you public interest news for our region.
Next up, we hope you'll enjoy a special production of Vivaldi's Gloria, performed by the San Diego Festival Chorus and Orchestra.
Thank you. Oh, Thank you. Thank you. To deck the halls for the holiday season, but some holiday decorations can pose safety hazards for your cat or dog. So San Diego County's Animal Service Department is offering these tips to protect your pet. Keep pets away from mistletoe, holly, and poinsettias since these are toxic to animals. Consider using artificial holiday plants instead. Chocolate is toxic to pets, so keep stockings with chocolate treats out of reach, as well as any chocolate cookies you might leave out for Santa. Anchor your Christmas tree so pets can't tip it over. Clear fishing twine tied to the top of the tree and secured to a ceiling or wall is a simple way to keep your tree standing and protect your ornaments too. Never use tree preservatives in water in your Christmas tree stand since this can be deadly if cats or dogs drink it. Cats love to play with tinsel and curling ribbon, but then they'll try to eat it. Tinsel is toxic and ribbon can obstruct your pet's intestinal tract. So keep these items away from curious critters. Hide electrical cords from your pets and make sure they can't play with or knock over any candles. Many dogs and cats get overwhelmed with all the hustle and bustle of the holidays, so having a quiet room allows them to escape and sleep undisturbed. On New Year's Eve, loud booms from fireworks can scare your canine companion. Some dogs will jump over fences to escape the noise. They run for miles and become lost. So set aside a safe, quiet place and be sure your dog is wearing identification just in case. Microchip both dogs and cats, since they slip out the door unnoticed while you're busy greeting holiday visitors. And if someone finds your lost pet, a vet's office or shelter can scan for a microchip and you can easily be reunited. County Animal Service offers low-cost microchipping every Tuesday through Sunday, which includes national registration. You can also sign up for Finding Rover and upload a photo of your pet using your computer or smartphone. This free service uses facial recognition to help lost and found dogs be reunited with their owners. Reporting for East County Magazine on KNSJ, this is Chardé Fontenot.
This is John Tidwell with a public service announcement from the San Diego Blood Bank. By giving blood this holiday season, you can help save lives. The San Diego Blood Bank will host two blood drives during Christmas week. The first is at the Julian Branch Library, which will host a blood drive on Wednesday, December 21st, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Kaiser Permanente Travel Lodge in El Cajon will also host a blood drive on Thursday, December 22nd, from 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. A good meal and plenty of fluids are recommended before donating blood. Appointments are honored first, and walk-ins are welcome. A photo ID is required. You can call 800-400-8251 or visit sandiegobloodbank.org for more information or to make a reservation.
You're listening to the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, bringing you public interest news for our region.
A free press is the foundation of our democracy. You can support independent public media for our region by making a donation or a sustaining monthly pledge of any amount at www.knsj.org. We're your community radio station, KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, serving the San Diego border region from the mountains to the sea. That's www.knsj.org. This concludes today's edition of the East County Magazine Radio Show. We extend our appreciation to the Heartland Coalition, our parent nonprofit, and to KNSJ 89.1 FM, broadcasting from the heart of East County in Descanso. We also thank the musicians who provided music for our show, Laura Preble, Jim Hannibal, Corey Clement, Giovanni Galicia and the Smashing Beats, Wooden Ambulance, Dusty Summer Road, A.K. Jewel, Brian Boyko, Royalty Free Music, Frank Nora, Blues 3 Music, and Pond 5. If you would like to underwrite or sponsor the East County Magazine Radio Show or get involved as a volunteer on our public interest news show, please contact editor at eastcountymagazine.org. We'll be back soon with another edition of the East County Magazine Radio Show.